Il-Kunsill tal-Komunitajiet Etniċi fil-Viktorja qed jitlob lill-komunitajiet etniċi biex jipprotestaw kontra il-bidliet proposti tat-taqsima 18C tal-att tad-diskriminazzjoni razzjali fl-Awstralja. Il-Kunsill qed iħeġġeġ lill-komunitajiet etniċi u multikulturali biex jirsistu mal-Gvern Federali biex il-proposti fit-tibdil ma jseħħux. Il-Gvern ħabbar inizjattiva biex jibdel kliem prinċipali fil-leġiżlazzjoni. Il-ċermen tal-Kunsill tal-Komunitajiet Etniċi fil-Viktorja Edi Mikallef jgħid li l-Kunsill tiegħu jappoġġja kompletament il-prinċipji u l-importanza tal-ħelsien tal-kelma. Huwa jgħid li l-Kunsill jara dan bħala element essenzjali f'soċjetà verament demokratika. Imma Edi Mikallef jgħid li l-bidliet proposti tal-Gvern Federali tat-taqsima 18C tal-att tad-diskriminazzjoni razzjali ma jagħmlu xejn biex jippromuovu l-ħelsien tal-kelma u jikkaġunaw biss żieda fil-kliem ta' mibeda. Qed iħeġġeġ lill-komunitajiet etniċi u multikulturali biex jingħaqdu flimkien f'kampanja biex jopponu l-bidliet proposti tal-att.
Well, there's a large number of organizations that have already approached us and asking us what we're doing in relation to the proposed changes to 18C. We've been getting very strong response for us to take up the actions on their behalf. We're saying to the ethnic communities themselves that you've also got to make your own voice heard, even though we are the peak organization.
Is-sejħa ta' Edi Mikallef saret wara li ftit tal-jimilu il-Prim Ministru Malcolm Turnbull ħabbar inizjattiva fil-bidliet tal-liġijiet fl-Awstralja kontra il-mibeda razzjali. Fiftit żmien ieħor il-Gvern jippjana li jintroduċi abbozz tal-liġi biex jibdel il-kliem f'taqsima 18C tal-att u jgħid li il-kelmiet insult li tinsulta u offend li toffendi huma suġġettivi ħafna u l-kelma ħares tifastidja hija terminu legali aktar. Il-Prim Ministru jinsisti li l-bidla fit-termini l-oħra għal li tifastidja tagħmel il-liġi aktar effettiva u anqas restrittiva.
What we presented today strikes the right balance, defending freedom of speech so that cartoonists will not be hauled up and accused of racism, so that university students won't be dragged through the courts and had hundreds of thousands of dollars of legal costs imposed on them over spurious claims of racism. The time has come to get the balance right, to get the language right, to defend our freedom of speech and defend Australians with effective laws, clear laws, against racial vilification.
Il-Laburisti, il-ħodur u numru ta' senaturi jgħidu li se jibblokkaw il-leġiżlazzjoni u grupp komunitarju Grek żied il-vuċi tiegħu ma' dak li qed jgħid il-Kunsill fil-Viktorja. L-organizzazzjoni tal-Komunità Griega ta' Melbourne tgħid li l-liġijiet proposti mhumiex sodi legalment u moralment ħżiena. George Manides mill-grupp jgħid li ma jemminx li l-pubbliku ġenerali irid bidla f'taqsima 18C tal-att.
It's not something that is being discussed by the general population in this country. It is something that is being insisted on by some right-wing commentators and parliamentarians. And quite frankly, is something that we're all at a loss at. But absolutely, we will be talking to all public officials about this. We feel it's an extremely important position that we take. And not only, as I said, us, what we notice most other communities of our wonderful multicultural Australia take.
Il-Kunsill tal-Komunitajiet Etniċi ta' Viktorja jgħid li ma jemminx li l-bidliet huma meħtieġa għaliex il-proviżjonijiet ta' taqsima 18D tal-att ikopru id-dritt tal-ħelsien tal-kelma.
The Prime Minister gave strong indication before the election that he would not change 18C and then to release your Multicultural Act and propose changes. You're sending out mixed messages to the multicultural communities. Are you supportive of them or are you reacting to some of the more conservative elements within your political process and some of the more extremist groups? I think this just gives encouragement to those extreme groups that feel that they ought to have the right to make whatever statements they want to under the guise of free speech. And I think that's very concerning.